As you go through the various exegetical books, and that's the scripture scholars, they all have trouble with this particular passage, because as you look at it, it seems like, well, they're saying it's okay to cheat, but we really don't know if it was cheating, because it might be that, well, okay, part of the servant's steward's salary was, you know, the oil that he said, well, write it off, but they're thinking if something was written, no, he was probably cheating. And he gets sort of patted on the head by the master. And he says, you know, I'll give you credit for that. And so the scripture scholars seem to think, well, it's not so much what he did, but why he did it. And it was a very practical thing. I mean, he says, well, I'm going to get canned. I'm going to get fired. And I don't want to do all these other things, dig ditches or anything like that. So, okay, what can I do in the present moment to help me in the future? And he came upon a plan. And the master says, well, you act with great prudence. He said, I can do something today, and it's going to bear good fruit down the road. They're going to take me in because I saved them all of these jars of oil, all of this, all of that. And so he congratulates them. He says, well, you know, the children of this world, they're a little bit better at this stuff than the children of the light. And that's us. By virtue of our baptism, we were called to walk always as children of the light. So what do they do, the children of this day, that we don't do? And I think you could look at this and say, it's pretty simple. I mean, he made some plans. He was prudent. He looked at his situation and said, things are not going to go well. I better put some things in place that are going to be my benefit when my time comes to an end. It was as simple as that. And so Jesus said, as children of the light, you know, we have to do the same thing. Because we look at our situation and we're a lot like that steward. Because at some point in our life, we are going to stand before the master. And when you look at the Greek, master for this particular time was kurios with a small k. And if it's talking about Jesus, it's kurios with a big k. That's where the word kyrie and kyrie eleison comes from. We are going to stand before the master, and just like this steward, we are going to have to render an account for what we have done with the gifts that God gave us. And so maybe the question is, what's your plan? What are you going to do? You know, we know that, okay, we're here today, and where do we want to be 100 years from now or 50 or whatever it would be? We say, well, I want to be in heaven. And then the question is, okay, what are you going to do? The steward was smart enough to look at that and say, you know, when I get fired, I don't want to do all these things. I want to have those people beholden to me so that they'll take me in. So what do I need to do? Maybe it was a little bit nefarious. Maybe it was not legal, whatever it is. But he got patted on the head for being prudent. And so we get to that question. If you want to be in heaven, if that's your goal, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, if you go back and read the opening prayer, it talks about a couple of things. It talks about eternal life, and it talks about love of God and love of neighbor. That's what we need to do. But we need to invest ourselves in it. We need to get serious about it. We need to do the prudent thing, because we are going to have to render an account for what we have done. And sometimes I think we just tend to walk around as Christians. And we don't, in a sense, have that plan that says, okay, what do I need to do to get me from point A to point B, from this life to eternal life? And it's the same thing, I think, when we talk about reconciliation. You know, we leave the reconciliation room and we've just confessed all these things. And a lot of times I'll ask people, so what are you going to do about it? I'm going to pray more. Well, that's a good start. What plans are you going to make? How are you going to get rid of these sins? How are you going to change your life? That's the prudent thing to do. If you don't like who you are as a Christian and you want to be a better person, it seems a very prudent question is, how am I going to do that? What's your plan of action? What's your plan of action? Again, it's not so much what he did, but why he did it. And I mean, it's one of the first things I learned, I know. You know, when we had the Baltimore Catechism, why did God make me? To know him, to love him, to serve him, and to be happy forever with him in heaven. That's what God wants for each and every one of us. And as a Christian, if we say, that is not my goal, to live forever with my God, well, then we miss something in catechism class. But then the question comes, how do I get from point A to point B? What decisions do I have to make today to bear good fruit in the future? And as a society today, I think we're very much living only for the present moment. Many of the decisions that we are making today have long-range implications that are going to be really, really difficult to live with. But when we're living in the moment, that's all we care about. So Jesus says, okay, it's not just a matter about the moment. If the steward would have done that, he would have been in big trouble. And yet he was told that he was prudent because he looked at his situation and said, I got to do something, as I said, that's going to bear good fruit in the future. And we're no different. We're standing here today. What am I going to do to bear good fruit? Because we see in the Gospels, we see in the parables, Jesus talking all the time about these trees that don't bear good fruit. What do? You cut them down and throw them in the fire. What are we going to do? Again, go back in your Missal, and I think they have the opening prayers in there. And read that opening prayer. It talks about doing some of the very simple things we all need to do. Love God above all things. Love your neighbors yourself to share that everlasting life with our God. But we have to be driven by those decisions. We have to put them into action. It's not just a matter of walking around and thinking, well, yeah, I want to get to heaven someday. How are you going to get there? The prudent thing, Jesus tells us, is to make some plans.